As markets recover from the COVID-19 storm, focus has now turned to the upcoming U.S. election. And with just under a month before voters hit the polling stations, investors are now gauging the probabilities of a contested vote and the policies a potential winner would enact. Joining us to share his take on the matter, John Cairns from RMB. Thanks so much, John, for your time this evening. So like I say, with the U.S. election upcoming, it's the event risk that's being noted globally for now. So what market scenarios are you pricing in, and what kind of market reaction are you anticipating?
Hi, yeah. So we've been looking at four main scenarios, depending on how the election turns out, or three scenarios on how the election turns out, and a fourth scenario if there's a lot of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And then we've been looking at the possible RAND moves. But the key takeaway is exactly as you say, there's a lot of uncertainty, potentially big moves after the event, not massive, I would say, but potentially quite meaningful from the RAND's perspective. And when you put on that on top of our own domestic risks, so the medium-term budgets and the rating reviews, we know we're in for a quite volatile period for the currency and into our interest rate markets domestically.
I know you highlight the fact, John, that you're looking at four potential scenarios. What's the ranking highest on that, that list of probabilities for you right now?
So what the betting markets are suggesting at the moment is that Biden is going to win the election and the Democrats are going to take the Senate. Okay, so there's some important information there. Certainly the financial markets are not just looking at the presidential result. They're also looking at how Congress will play out. Mm-hmm. So if in that Democrat blue sweep scenario, Democrats get the presidency, the Senate, the House, betting markets putting about a 55% probability there, that would probably be positive for the dollar. Maybe equities would go up a little bit. Let me rephrase, negative for the dollar. The net result in a blue sweep scenario may be, well, we expect it would be quite substantial downside in dollar rand. So what our thinking there is the main influence is coming via the dollar. Trump, who's been pushing the trade wars, etc., if he is removed, yeah, that's good for EM currencies, less pressure on Asian currencies, particularly the yuan. And so that would be a favorable RAND scenario.
Okay, so what kind of trading range, John, have you pegged out for the local unit over this medium term?
Yeah, so our research team's been publishing on this regularly. They've been arguing for about a 16-30, 17-30, 17-40 trading range, which has more or less held. We've actually been slightly below that. And then just to reemphasize that view, that if you do get that Democrat blue sweep, then we would probably push out of that trading range to the downside.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, John. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. John Cairns is with RMB.